by a surfacing United States nuclear submarine. AccuWeather forecast, it's going to be cold, high temperature 28. It's now 21 at Detroit Metro Airport. 8:15 Sports, here's Mike Sinnott.
Michigan State remains 3 points ahead of Michigan in the CCHA standings. Last night, the top-ranked Spartans knocked off Alaska Fairbanks 4-1. Spartan sophomore goalie Ryan Miller made 25 saves for the win. In Ann Arbor, Andy Hilbert scored his 21st goal of the season to lead number 5 Michigan over Northern Michigan 3-1. Michigan State battling it out on top of the standings in the CCHA. In the IHL, Utah blanked the Vipers 3-0 last night. Vipers host the Kansas City Blades tomorrow night at the Palace. Red Wings are in Toronto tonight. This is game 2 of a home-and-home series for the Maple Leafs. Red Wings beat Toronto 2-1 Thursday night. You can listen to the game tonight on Team 1270 WXYT. Red Wings back at Joe Louis Arena on Valentine's Day against the Carolina Hurricanes. Fourth-ranked Michigan State visits Minnesota tonight. Michigan State has not lost consecutive Big Ten games since 1997. Of course, the Spartans are coming off that tough loss at Illinois on Tuesday night. The Golden Gophers limp into tonight's game with just 7 scholarship players on their roster. Limp might be kind of inappropriate to use, a word to use, because in the last 2 weeks, Minnesota has lost 22 points and 11 rebounds with a couple of broken legs. J.B. Bickerstaff and Michael Bauer out with broken legs. Opening tip, 8 o'clock tonight in Minneapolis. UDM hosts Wright State at Callahan Hall this afternoon. The Titans have won 29 straight at home. Oakland University hosts Oral Roberts tonight in Rochester. The Golden Grizzlies are 3 games back of first place with 5 to play, so it's unlikely Oakland will repeat as Mid-Continent regular season champs. Central Michigan plays Western Michigan at Rose Arena in Mount Pleasant today. The transformation from worst to first continues. The Chips are 16-4 overall and atop the MAC West Division with a 10-1 record. At the other end of the MAC scale, on the West Division, it's Eastern Michigan. The Eagles are 1-10 overall and 3-17, 1-10 in the league and 3-17 overall. Tomorrow afternoon, Michigan plays at Indiana. Pistons are off for the All-Star break, but Jerry Stackhouse and Mateen Cleaves are in Washington, D.C. for the All-Star festivities. Stackhouse ranks third in the NBA in scoring, averaging 29.4 points per game. He'll play in Sunday's All-Star game. Now, Cleaves will play today in the Rookie Challenge, along with former MSU teammate Morris Peterson. Pistons will play the New Jersey Nets, and they return to action on Valentine's Day at the Palace. With sports at 15:45 past each hour, I'm Mike Sinnott on WWJ News Radio 950, your home for Pistons basketball.
Traffic and weather together, WWJ News Time, 8:18, as we check for any new slowdowns. We have that flooding up in Macomb Township, too, Marie Marlin.
Yeah, we sure do. Because of the flooding in Macomb Township, Tom, that's when you're going to find 26 mile closed in both directions at Indian Trail.